जया जय का जंग जया वो बता भिंदा जय जय चैतन्य His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya, Ananta Koti Vaishnavani Ki Jaya, Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya, Prem Se Koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavani Ki Jaya, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopkupina, Shyamakunda Radha Kundigiri Govardhana Ki Jaya, वृंदावन धाम की जाए नवदीप धाम की जाए भक्ति देवी की जाए तुलसी महारानी की जाए जमुना देवी की जाए गंगा देवी की जाए समवेत भक्तवृंद की जाए गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असमो डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असमो डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असमो डिवोटीज All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Hari Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol. So we are studying the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Madhulila Chapter 4, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. And I was told we left off on text number 90. One village after another was pleased to beg Madhavendra Puri to allot them one day to perform the Anakut ceremony. Thus, day after day, the Anakut ceremony was performed for some time. Sri Madhavendra Puri did not eat anything throughout the day, but at night, after laying the deity down to rest, he took a milk preparation. The next morning, the rendering of service to the deity began again, and people from one village arrived with all kinds of food grains. The inhabitants of the village brought to the deity of Gopal as much food grains, ghee, yogurt, and milk as they had in their village. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Anna, Grita, Dadi, and Dugda are food grains, ghee, yogurt, and milk. Actually, these are the basis of all food. Vegetables and fruits are subsidiary. Hundreds and thousands of preparations can be made out of grains, vegetables, ghee, milk, and yogurt. The food offered to Gopal in the Anakut ceremony contained only these five ingredients. Only demoniac people are attracted to other types of food. which we will not even mention in this connection. We should understand that in order to prepare nutritious food, we require only grains, ghee, yogurt, and milk. We cannot offer anything else to the deity. The Vaishnava, the perfect human being, does not accept anything not offered to the deity. People are often frustrated with national food policies, but from the Vedic scriptures we find that if there are sufficient cows and grains, the entire food problem is solved. The Vaishyas, people engaged in agriculture, Sri Gorni Jai Ki Jai, Sri Lakshman Hanuman Sitaram Ki Jai, Sri Gopal Nathaji Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. People are often frustrated with national food policy, but from the Vedic scriptures we find that if there are sufficient cows and grains, the entire food problem is solved. The Vaishyas, people engaged in agriculture and commerce, are therefore recommended in the Bhagavad Gita to produce grains and give protection to cows. Cows are the most important animal because they produce the miracle food, milk, from which we can prepare ghee and yogurt. The perfection of human civilization depends on Krishna consciousness, which recommends deity worship. Preparations made from vegetables, grains, milk, ghee, and yogurt are offered to the deity and then distributed. Here we can see the difference between the East and the West. The people who came to see the deity of Gopal brought all kinds of food to offer the deity. They brought all the food they had in stock, and they came before the deity not only to accept prasadam for themselves, but to distribute it to others. The Krishna consciousness movement vigorously approves this practice of preparing food, offering it to the deity, and distributing to the general population. This activity should be extended universally to stop sinful eating habits as well as other behavior befitting only demons. A demoniac civilization will never bring peace within the world. Since eating is the first necessity in human society, those engaged in solving the problems of preparing and distributing food should take lessons from Madhavendra Puri and execute the Annakoot ceremony. When the people take to eating only prasadam offered to the deity, all the demons will be turned into Vaishnavas. When the people are Krishna conscious, naturally the government will be so also. A Krishna conscious man is always a very liberal well-wisher of everyone. When such men head the government, the people will certainly be sinless. They will no longer be disturbing demons. It is then and then only that a peaceful condition can prevail in society. So, one thing that strikes me here, where Prabhupada says, when the people take to eating only prasadam, all the demons will be turned into Vaishnavas. When the people are Krishna conscious, naturally the government will be so also. So this is instructive to us that our job, our duty, our business is to get the people to become Krishna conscious. Sometimes we think, or the thought may come, maybe we should get involved in politics. But actually, this statement that Prabhupada just made is very instructive. That if the people become Krishna conscious, automatically the government will change. For instance, I'll give you an example. Back in the 50s, if you were known to be a homosexual, you kept it very private. It was not something you broadcast. But as 60s, 70s, 80s, being a homosexual now in some circles is considered prestigious. In some circles. And I'm not making any comment. I'm just showing as an example. And it is a fact that the gay movement has much political power now. They have more political power than Hare Krishnas or Hindus do. They're very, very strong. And we see year after year, their agenda is a determining factor in elections. You'll see on the television when they're doing the polls or when they're discussing who will be the next president, that whole gay community vote is taken very seriously. Why? Because so many people, millions of people, have joined that movement. So just by sheer numbers, things have in America have changed. So therefore, following what Prabhupada said here, we simply have to make everybody Krishna conscious. Then the politics will automatically follow. So that to me is important. Our job is to get and teach people how to be devotees. That's our job. Can I read more? Okay. Is that all right? Text 94. The next day, almost as before, there was an anakut ceremony. All the brahmanas prepared foods, and Gopal accepted them. The ideal place to execute Krishna consciousness is Vrajabhumi or Vrindavan, where the people are naturally inclined to love Krishna, and Krishna is naturally inclined to love them. There's one song purport Prabhupada wrote or spoke, that our goal is to become one of the residents of Vrindavan. Prabhupada is explaining in the song Jai Radha Madhav. It's a very nice recording. Prabhupada is explaining that song. And he says, our objective, our goal is to become one of the Vrajajanas, one of the residents of Vrindavan. I very much like that. That yes, we are on our way to becoming a Vrajajana. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 11, it is said, Ye yata mam prapadyante tams tataiva vajamyaham. There is a responsive cooperation between the Supreme Lord Krishna and his devotees. The more a devotee sincerely loves Krishna, the more Krishna reciprocates. So much so that a highly advanced devotee can talk with Krishna face to face. That's coming up in one of the chapters, Sakshi Gopal. The young brahmana was able to say to the deity that I want you to bear witness. This old brahman is promising me to give his young daughter in marriage, so I may call on you as a witness. But then, when the old brahman returned home, his son, who was an atheist, and his rest of his family, the wife, they said, no, you cannot give our daughter away like this. This brahman is of a poor caste. We're aristocratic. So the old brahman said, I gave my word in Vrindavan, in front of the deity. But because the son was an atheist, he said, don't worry. When the day comes and that young Brahmin asks, I'll take care of it. So, sure enough, the young Brahmin said, You promised, so I'm here. You promised your daughter. So the Brahmin's son, the atheist, had a stick in his hand. And he was chastising him. Who are you to say this? You drugged my father. And so there was a big scene. So the young Brahmin said, but he promised before the deity. And of course, they said, well, bring the deity here. So the young Brahmin went back to Vrindavan and went before the deity and said, all right, I told you, I may need you. So I need you to come and testify. The deity spoke and said, I'm just the statue. How I can come? And then the young Brahmin said, if you can talk, you can walk. Let's go. I love this story. This story gives you so much faith that Krishna is not a stone statue. That Krishna is the deity, not a symbol. The deity is Krishna. I love that chapter, how the deity comes and testifies. Such a great story. Let's continue. The more a devotee sincerely loves Krishna, the more Krishna reciprocates. So much so that a highly advanced devotee can talk with Krishna face to face. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10. Techam satata yuktanam vachatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. There's a nice story. Here in New York, Prabhupada is being interviewed, I think it's 1976, by Newsday newspaper. So the interviewer is asking Prabhupada, how do you make your decisions? So Rameswar Das is Prabhupada's secretary at the time. So he speaks on behalf of Prabhupada, saying, oh, he uses his intelligence. Prabhupada stops him. No, Krishna directly tells me. Prabhupada said that. Krishna directly tells me. So, Prabhupada is on that platform, that Krishna is directly telling him what to do, what not to do. That's this verse. Tesham sabhatiyo. The actual mission of human life is to understand Krishna and return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, one who is sincerely engaged in the service of the Lord with love and faith can talk with Krishna and receive instructions by which he can speedily return home back to Godhead. Today, many scholars defend the science of religion, and they have some conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But religion, without practical experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is no religion at all. We see in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 2, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, that Krishna consciousness is directly perceived by you. And I use this line so much in preaching to non-devotees, high schools, colleges, like that. I use this line. When we're invited, I say to the students, do you think I'm a fool? Do you think that I'm going to waste 2-3 hours every day mumbling something and not get something from it? Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think I'm a fool? No. I chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra because I get great benefit from it. And I've said, why would anyone, you're a doctor. Obviously, you're an intelligent man. You're not going to waste hours every day for the past year unless you're getting something from this chanting. Very good, very practical. Let's continue. Today, many, okay, we read that. Srimad Bhagavatam describes this as a form of cheating. Religion means abiding by the orders of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one is not qualified to talk with him and take lessons from him, how can one understand the principles of religion? Thus, talks of religion or religious experience without Krishna consciousness are a useless waste of time. Text number 96. Throngs of people came from different villages to see the deity of Gopal, and they took Mahaprasadam sumptuously. When they saw the super excellent form of Lord Gopal, all their lamentation and unhappiness disappeared. So I would think, here in this temple, you have Gopal. Mm-hmm. So, do you do a very elaborate Govardhan Anukut?
Yes, large scale.
Large scale. Very good. That's very, very good. Prabhupada liked that. You have perfect deity there. Text 97. All the villages in neighboring Vrajabhumi, Vrindavan, became aware of the appearance of Gopal. And all the people from these villages came to see him. Day after day, they all performed the Anukut ceremony. In this way, not only the neighboring villages, but all the other provinces came to know of Gopal's appearance. Thus, people came from all over, bringing a variety of presentations. The people of Mathura, who were very big capitalists, also brought various presentations and offered them before the deity in devotional service. Thus, countless presentations of gold, silver, garments, scented articles, and eatables arrived. The store of Gopal increased daily. One very rich Kshatriya of the royal order constructed a temple. And now you want to construct. This is what it's going to look like?
Yeah, now it has been a little bit reduced and changed, but basically.
And the build outside there in the pot, the real money.
May you be all successful. May I return one day and I'm there.
You need your blessings.
I'm giving. All week I'll give. Someone made cooking utensils and someone constructed boundary walls. Each and every family residing in the land of Vrajabhumi contributed one cow. In this way, thousands of cows became the property of Gopal. Purport. This is the way to install the deity, construct the temple, and increase the property of the temple. Everyone should be enthusiastic to contribute to the construction of the temple for the deity. And everyone should also contribute food for the distribution of prasadam. The devotees should preach the gospel of devotional service and thus engage people in practical service to the deity. Wealthy people can also be attracted to take part in these activities. In this way, everyone will become spiritually inclined and the entire society will be converted to Krishna consciousness. The desire to satisfy the material senses will automatically diminish and the senses will become so purified that they will be able to engage in bhakti, devotional service to the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. By serving the Lord, one's senses are gradually purified. This is another example of Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam, Bhagavad Gita 9.2. This is another example. That as you're advancing in spiritual life, you should notice how your senses are getting purified. All your senses are becoming purified. When you engage in material or sinful activities, your senses become degraded. You become more and more materialistic. driven by lust, anger, and greed. But as you execute devotional service, your senses become purified, light, and clean. All the gates of the body become illumined. According to the Bhagavad Gita, all the gates become illumined with knowledge. So Krishna consciousness is practical. The engagement of one's purified senses in the service of Lord Rishikesha, can everyone say that holy name?
Rishikesha.
It's called bhakti. When the dormant propensity for bhakti is awakened, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. Dormant. This is Lord Chaitanya's fundamental principle. We can approach anyone because we know Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. Whether it be Obama or Bin Laden or whoever, we know on the basis of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness is there in that person's heart. But it is covered. It is forgotten. Our job is to somehow or other extract and awaken and kindle and turn them on so that that dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. That's the job of a preacher. Somehow, how can I ignite that dormant Krishna consciousness in that person? Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvataha. This is the process of giving humanity the chance to awaken Krishna consciousness. Thus people can perfect their lives in all respects. Eventually, two brahmanas in the renounced order arrived from Bengal, and Madhavendra Puri, who liked them very much, kept them in Vrindavan and gave them all kinds of comforts. Yes, when a Vaishnava likes you, that's your greatest mercy. That's the best benediction. When a Vaishnava likes you or blesses you, you don't want anything else. That means your life is successful. Text number 104. These two were then initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and he entrusted them with daily service of the Lord. The service was performed continuously, and the worship of the deity became very gorgeous. Thus, Madhavendra Puri was very pleased. What does that third Gurbhashta compare? Sri Vigraha Radhana Nityanana Sringara Tan Mandira Majanaro. The spiritual master engages the disciples in the temple worship of, in this case, Sri Sri Gornitai, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Nafaji, and the Singha, Prahlad. The spiritual master engages us in this deity worship. Purport. The six Goswamis and their followers started many temples, including the temples of Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Syamasunda, Radha Raman, and Gokulananda. The disciples of the Goswamis were entrusted with the Seva Puja, deity worship of these temples. It was not that the disciples were family members of the original Goswamis. All the Goswamis were in the renounced order of life, and Jiva Goswami in particular was a lifelong brahmachari. At present, Sevaitas assumed the title of Goswami on the basis of their being engaged as Sevaitas of the deity. The Sevaitas who have inherited their positions now assume proprietorship of the temples, and some of them are selling the deity's property as if it were their own. However, the temples did not originally belong to these Sevaitas. So, everything depends on consciousness. Consciousness changes the situation. When I have the consciousness that I am the servant, then I act in a certain way. And when I have the consciousness that I'm the enjoyer, I act in a different way. So the whole reason, purpose of chanting, nice japa, is that, I was mentioning last night, that service attitude should manifest. If somebody is actually chanting properly, the symptom will be that that person will have a nice service attitude. So far I see in this temple, they have nice service attitude. This is what I see. All the devotees that I see, they are showing me, they have nice, good service attitude. So that means there must be good chanting going on. Very good. Text 105. In this way, the deity worship in the temple was very gorgeously performed for 2 years. Then one day, Madhavendra Puri had a dream. In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said, "My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me." Purport. The deity of Gopal had been buried within the jungle for many years, and although he was installed and offered thousands of pots of water, he still felt very hot. He therefore asked Madhavendra Puri to bring sandalwood from the Malaya province. Sandalwood produced in Malaya is very popular. That province is situated on the western Ghat, and the hill Nilagiri is sometimes known as Malaya Hill. The word Malayaja is used to indicate the sandalwood produced in Malaya province. Sometimes the word Malaya refers to the modern country of Malaysia. Formerly, this country also produced sandalwood, but now they have found it profitable to produce rubber trees. Although the Vedic culture was once prevalent in Malaysia, now all the inhabitants are Muslims. The Vedic culture is now lost in Malaysia, Java, and Indonesia. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly, since no one else can do it, you must. After having this dream, Madhavendra Puri Goswami became very glad due to ecstasy of love of Godhead. And in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started east toward Bengal. Before leaving, Madhavendra Puri made all arrangements for regular deity worship, and he engaged different people in various duties. Then, taking up the order of Gopal, he started for Bengal. So, this is now leading to the next part of this chapter. So, first, Krishna appeared to Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri didn't even know it was Krishna. Some cowherd boy brought him a pot of milk. It was Krishna, but Madhavendra Puri could not recognize. He could not determine. So that was the first time Krishna appeared to him. Then after that, that same boy appeared to him in a dream, and in the dream took him by the hand and showed him where he was staying. Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Sri Nataji Ki Jai, Sri Palad Nasunga Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, in the dream, the Madhavendra Puri was shown that Krishna was in the bushes. So the next day, according to the dream, Madhavendra Puri excavated the deity, and they installed the deity, and they did the anukut. Now, for a third time, Krishna is appearing to him, this time again in the dream. Now, is Krishna hot? No. But In order to extract service, Krishna is saying, I'm still hot. And Madhavendra Puri is happy to get service. This is a devotee. A devotee simply wants to get service. Give me, we're chanting every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So we are asking for service. So the way I think that we're chanting every day, so when we're asking for service, then it comes, we should be ecstatic. Oh, I've been asking for it. Now it's come. But sometimes we see it happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to so many people. That we're chanting, okay, then service comes. Oh, I don't want to do that. So Krishna is saying, hey, you asked for service. I'm giving it to you. Now you don't want it. The devotee's attitude is that if there's any service that can be done for my Lord, I want to do it. Madhavendra Puri now is going to have to travel a long distance. All right? So it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. But the devotee's attitude, ah, I've gotten a service for my Lord. Prabhupada, on the verge of his 70th birthday, is going on a boat. It's his service. So there's that statement by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the last statement that Bhaktisiddhanta made before leaving his body. My favorite line, do not give up your service, which is your all and all. So whatever service Krishna has given you, hold on to that service. Don't let go. Because that is your ultimate benediction. In 1988, I went to Vrindavan. And I have a friend at that time, Tosan. You know Tosan Krishna? So at that time, he was involved, I think, with the school in Vrindavan. And he knew me from my Brooklyn days. So he gave me a room there in Vrindavan. So I was there for, I think, 2 weeks. And when I was in Vrindavan, I was praying to Krishna. Krishna, here it is. I've spent all this money. I'm in Vrindavan. And I'm just hearing and chanting. I'm not going sightseeing. I'm just hearing and chanting. So I prayed to Krishna in Vrindavan. I want this where I live in California. So that was 1988. In 1994, Krishna gave it to me. Now, all I do is hear, chant, and preach. What I asked for in Vrindavan, I had to wait 6-7 years, but it was given. Now I have unlimited facility for hearing, chanting, and preaching. So Krishna will satisfy our desires. And I know that this is Krishna's blessing on me. So I must act in such a way that I take it very, very seriously. And I have to always appreciate this blessing from Krishna. And under no circumstance should I do anything to jeopardize this blessing that Krishna has given me. I feel very, very fortunate that this desire was satisfied by Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Questions, Maharaj?
About desire that you are saying, somebody may have a direct order from the spiritual master. Desire may be personal desire. But how to really say that this is what Krishna wants of me? Is it my desire or Krishna's desire?
It can be both. Because what is Krishna's desire? Krishna's desire is that you love him. So if your desire is getting you to become Krishna conscious. If your desire is to somehow or other get connected with serving Krishna, then that's good. Then that's Krishna's desire. Because all Krishna wants is your love. Does Krishna want your house or your car? No. He wants you. He wants your love. So I asked Prabhupada, it was in Atlanta, 1975, March. Prabhupada was giving the Sunday feast lecture. So Prabhupada was sitting like in this temple in the back, and I was sitting over there in front of the deities. So Prabhupada, after the lecture, he answered a few questions, and I was a brahmachari at that time. So I said to myself, this might be my only chance. So I raised my hand. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Prabhupada's secretary was Tamal Krishna Goswami. So Prabhupada said, huh? And then Tamal repeated the question. And Prabhupada, he closed his eyes and he bent his head and said, when you love Krishna. That's the order of my spiritual master. Prabhupada wants me to love Krishna. Krishna wants me to love him. It's clear. And how to do that? Chaitanya Charitamrita says that when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, your dormant love for Krishna is awakened. Therefore, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next.
With that desire, there may be desire for your own, a kind of like subtle sense of gratification for my name, I may be recognized, I will be told as a great preacher, so let me do it. And so it may not be just to satisfy Krishna, but to become a little bit more famous or more. So how to really curb those?
You don't worry. Look what happened to Dhruva. Look what happened to Dhruva. His intention was completely material. But look what happened in the end. This is the beauty of devotional service. Yes, 9 times out of 10, there is going to be some mixed motivation. But the nature of ISKCON, what does it speak of the nature of doing? That will be burnt out. Krishna will arrange it in such a way. Oh, you want your name and fame? I'll give it to you, but you won't like it when you get it. And that will be burnt away, and then you'll see, no, I just want the service. That happened to me also. I had a position, and then Krishna showed me, see, you wanted a position. Now you realize, huh? So that's when it became clear, no, I just want to preach. So don't worry about that. The nature of devotional, the nature of ISKCON, that will all be worked out. Sometimes there used to be a joke in ISKCON that when you get married in ISKCON, it's the marriage to end all marriages. You get married, and in the beginning, you think this young girl you're marrying, oh, she's just like Devahuti. And the girl is thinking, oh, my husband is just like Kardama Muni. But after a few years, it's different. Oh, she's turned into Putana. Oh, he's turned into Kamsa. Sometimes it happens like that. The reality comes in. Krishna works things out. So don't worry so much. The real thing is, get engaged in Krishna consciousness. Next.
Whether it will please Krishna or not, like say some devotee, like say certain people, they start doing some devotional service, but whether it is pleasing to Krishna or not, how will you say that?
We don't worry about that. What is pleasing to Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master? Yasya prasada. We have no way of knowing. But we do know what Prabhupada is telling us. Does Prabhupada not want us to establish temples? He wants us. Does Prabhupada not want us to distribute books? Does Prabhupada not want us to do festivals? I mentioned last night that we should resume Rath Yatra, right? That will certainly be pleasing to Krishna. I was mentioning last night how the devotees in Panama, they're just about to do, they're either doing it this Sunday or next Sunday. They're doing Rath Yatra again. I think it's their 7th or 8th time. And the first couple of years, there was near tragedies. I remember one year I went and the cart wouldn't move when it's time for the parade. It was raining and raining and raining, and the axle went like this, twisted. It's time for the parade. And there in Panama, they have hundreds of Gujarati devotees, and they're ready to pull that cart, but the cart's not moving, and they're getting very agitated. And they're like forcing, move this cart, move this, but the cart can't move because the axle has actually twisted. And there was almost a near riot because they were so agitated. Come on, move the cart. So the main guy who constructed the cart, my friend, he was like on the verge of tears. So fortunately there was a devotee, and somehow or other, I don't know how it happened, but there was a welding thing. So right there, the parade was supposed to start at 1 o'clock. But because of this, they had to weld something and change it. By 5 o'clock, the cart started to go. And it was pouring rain. So they had many experiences. Year after, I remember the first year, the leader who was in charge of the cart, he came to me, he was crying, Prabhu, Jagannath, because there were so many problems. So the cart was made out of iron. It was like very difficult to pull. And it was, and he was like, and there was all these problems, and he came to me, Prabhu, Jagannath didn't take, accept my service. No. Jagannath accepted your service. Yes, and sure enough, the parade happened. But the thing I'm trying to mention, year after year, by doing Rath Yatra, I saw, because they had one group, they called themselves the Junta. The Junta. It's a bunch of householders, and they collect all the funds, and they do it. They do everything for the Rath Yatra. And they spend all year planning and collecting and working. And it's a lot of work, you know. Yeah. Do Rath Yatra is a lot of work. So, only one of the devotees was chanting 16 rounds, initiated. The rest were just congregational members, not chanting. But by doing Rath Yatra, I remember, one by one, Prabhu, now I'm chanting 8 rounds. Now they want to read Prabhupada's books. And I preached, I said, you see, by doing service, you're all getting purified. People who would have never chanted would never have read Prabhupada's books. But because they did that service year after year after year, they got blessings. Now, many of them are initiated, they're reading, they're becoming great devotees by doing the service. So that's key. Do the service, you'll get the blessings. Next. I love your questions. You're a great question asker.
That Sunil Manipuru was here. He was arranging all this theater.
Yes, I heard.
Great job. But mostly it was just the local temple devotees or devotees from around. They were coming. Not we were unable to attract outside people to preach. Like our purpose was, we were thinking that it is just like a picnic for the devotees. We are spending so much amount. We should spend for a new temple. And that's why it was postponed, you may say, that it may take essential funds that is needed for whatever application.
Yes, Rati Yatra has to be seen as preaching. That's how the devotees have to approach it. Yes, it's not a picnic. Rati Yatra is to get the non-devotees the mercy. Yes, that's the correct thing. How to attract the non-devotees. And Krishna will show you the way. Any other questions? 1973 and 74. Yes, sir. That's why I like you so much. That's why I like you. Yes. I joined July 15th, 1973. Yes, Brooklyn Temple. July 15th, 1973. Yeah, I'm from Long Island. Huh? Gopi Janavallabha. And Bali Mardan. Yes. And one of the first or second Sunday feast I attended, the temple was attacked by some of the locals. It was amazing. I was downstairs in the basement and I looked out the window and there was a devotee. His head was between railings and there was somebody beating him over the head with a shoe. And some of the people in there were throwing rocks and bricks. And there was one devotee, all of a sudden just stood outside the temple and said, "Stop!" And everything stopped. It was like amazing. And I was thinking, wow, these Hare Krishnas are far out. Any other questions?
So this building, there was a five-star building in New York.
Okay, no, that's different. The one in Manhattan, that was 13 stories.
13 stories?
Yes. Yes. This was different. This was...
There's a first temple.
Yes. First temple in Brooklyn. Yes. Where?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Henry Street. Oh, so you're another one. Jai. Very good.
So just a couple of things. About the Rati Yatra. Yesterday you mentioned that the effect that Lord Yavin,
yes,
will have on him, that it's not just, if there's no preaching going on, the people will benefit just by seeing.
Just by seeing. It's mentioned in the scriptures. Just by seeing Jagannath on the cart, they get delivered.
Because in the area where the devotees do there's always a lot of people.
Good.
A lot of people.
Good.
Even if they don't
go
to the festival of India, later on they get benefited by seeing them.
Just, yeah, they're meeting devotees. You get a book, they get prasad. We just read in one of the purports, only by prasadam are all these people going to become devotees. That's how I became a devotee. Prasad. Distribute prasad. Rati Yatra means chanting, distributing books, distributing prasad. That's Rati Yatra. Distribute, 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 distribute. So Madhua used to come?
She still comes.
Good. I'm good friends with him.
So the other thing is, yesterday I couldn't understand when you were talking about Lord Chaitanya, how he branched out and through Nityananda
and Advaita.
You say that the Prabhupada said that, that we are ISKCON directly descended from Chaitanya.
Yes.
So how is this, this branch out between Nityananda, Advaita, how did the philosophy change, did it change? And how is that you say that this is directly from Chaitanya?
What Prabhupada is giving us is not a change from what Lord Chaitanya is teaching. We are a branch of the Chaitanya tree. What we are doing in ISKCON is not anything different because we are following the disciplic succession from Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis. Prabhupada simply followed what Bhakti Siddhanta taught, so our sampradaya is intact. Now, there have been examples of people who have deviated from Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. So they are no longer part of that tree because they got disconnected. But you don't have to worry. We are connected. You understand what I'm saying? You are connected to the Chaitanya tree. Be assured of that. Okay?
I just want to know a little bit more about these other branches.
The other branches?
Yeah,
Well, they have their disciples, and they have their disciples. So that's how it works. Advaitacharya has his disciples. Nityananda has his followers, his devotees. So that's how things branch out. Let's look at ISKCON. So Prabhupada has so many disciples who are initiating devotees, so they are further sub-branches. You follow? That's how it works. It's a spiritual lineage. It's based on guru and disciple. So for us, the main branch is Prabhupada. And then from Prabhupada, so many sub-branches are there. So just stay in the association of ISKCON devotees. You will get you're there on the Chaitanya tree. Can you do that? In other words, you're here now, right? Don't go. Stay. I bless you for that. When I come back next year, I want to see you. Okay? What else? Is that it? Okay.
So what was your main teaching?
Yesterday, it's a kind of class I like to do at least once a year. Sometimes I don't get the chance. It is the Adi Leela chapter 9. After Krishnadas Kaviraj describes the Chaitanya tree, then Lord Chaitanya speaks and says that I'm the gardener and I'm the tree. And I have all these fruits of love of God. But I need help. I can't do it all by myself. So Lord Chaitanya says, I order every man in this universe to take to this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute. And then there's that famous verse, anyone who has taken birth in Bharatavarsha should make this life perfect and then give to others. So I told them all, hey, you all took birth as Indians.
Is it at that time Bharatavarsha means the whole Earth planet?
I would say that when Lord Chaitanya is, he's talking about India. India.
Not
yeah. Yeah. But then after Lord Chaitanya says, I order every man in the universe. First instruction was for the Indians. Yeah. And then he goes, I order every man to accept this Krishna consciousness and distribute. So we were talking basic. That was the main theme, and then I gave so many other. You missed a good one. I was in rare form last night. Was I okay last night? Any complaints?
I wonder if you record your...
Yes. Send me an email and I'll send you a copy.
With the video or just the
audio? No, just the audio. Not the video. Besides, who wants to look at me? It's a
but
boring...
What do you do with your webcam, the webcam in your blog? When you do the blog, you do just audio or audio?
Yeah, audio.
Just no video.
Sorry. Jai, Ramachandra says, can you please repeat the question? Which question? There were so many. Anyway, Ramachandra says, wonderful. Says, we will be doing a program every night next week. Jai, Ramachandra. Hari Bol. Anything else?
Maybe that's a good idea. I know you're trying to tell the devotees, especially Sunday, when they give the class, that sometimes people ask questions, but the rest of the...
Yeah, you got to repeat it. Yes. Sometimes it's hard to remember because you get caught up. All right. Please forgive my offenses. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to ISKCON, to Waco. Hari Bol.
Oh,